coming up on this third podcast of Journey Inside My Mind. It's a back-to-school edition where we interview Keisha as she gets ready to go into second grade at Weigel Elementary School in Cincinnati, Ohio. We'll talk with Keisha and her mom. We'll listen to some music. It'll be an overall great time. So, all right. Go ahead, lady.
Let's get it started in here.
Journey inside my mind.
Journey inside my mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Journey inside my mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey inside my mind.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey inside my mind.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the third podcast of Journey Inside My Mind, a special back-to-school edition. And I'm sitting here right now with Keisha's mom, my lovely, beautiful wife, Jenny. We're sitting here at the dinner table. Keisha's getting her nails done, getting ready for school. We're about ready to do some reading from a book as we get her ready to go to bed. We got her clothes laid out, and she's going to be heading on to Slumberland while we make sure we got everything ready. Going to go ahead and move the microphone over here to the middle. That way Jenny can say some things too. Go ahead, Jenny. Let's say hi.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for inviting me to your show.
Very good. Let's see. I'm gonna see if I can play with the sensitivity of the microphone. It's probably picking up the sound of the central air, too. And with the miracles of audio mixing, I can change the amplitude and remove the noise and everything like that. One of the things we're gonna try to do here is just talk with Keisha about some of the things she's feeling and how looking forward to, and. You know, we'll talk a little bit about what you got. You guys went to an open house. You guys share a little bit about your time there. I think I'd like to do right now is play a song from the PodSafe Music Network by a band called Step Behind. It's called Playtime is Over, appropriate for this show. And look out, because this song rocks hard.
Figure it out. This is harder than you think.
sitting in the car with my daughter Keisha. We're driving northbound on Coleraine Avenue. It's Tuesday, August 23rd. Tomorrow is the first day of school for Keisha, and first day of second grade for Keisha.
First time.
First time ever being in second grade?
Yep.
Yeah, she says it's the first time ever being in second grade. But right now we're actually looking for a place to go get some lunch. She and I, Jenny's at home getting some rest. See, we got, of course, Burger King, Taco Bell.
Yeah, that was...
Taco Bell, well, let's keep going up here a little ways. We got Taco Bell says now accepting plastic. Well, you know, Keisha, the reason why I wanted to do another interview with you because of school starting tomorrow, and just to get kind of your thoughts about it. What's the biggest thing you're looking forward to?
Going back to
school. Going back to school. What's the biggest thing you're looking forward to?
Meeting
your new teacher. Do you remember what her name is?
Sanson.
Mrs. Sanson. That's the way that it's spelled. It may actually be pronounced Sansoni, but they we'll find out in a little while. We've got open house for parents and students to meet the teacher here in about an hour or so. So you're looking forward to meeting her, and this is her first year at your school. So you both, this is the beginning, first time that you guys are there at the beginning of the school year. What else are you looking forward to, Keisha? Going into a new class and doing new stuff. Okay, that sounds great. What do you think is going to be your funnest thing that you're going to be doing?
Going to art class.
Art class. Why is that?
That's my favorite.
Art is your favorite. So, what's something that you would think is that you might that it might be kind of hard?
You might make us do hard stuff.
Like what? Like, jump off of a building?
No.
What do you think is going to be one of your harder subjects to do?
Math.
Why is that?
Math is so hard for me.
It is? Mm-hmm. So, what's hard about math?
You know, there's a lot of work.
Hard work in the book. So, I'm sure that the first couple of weeks you're going to just be doing some review and other things like that. What about gym or recess?
I like gym.
You like gym?
Mm-hmm.
What about music? Did you have music when you were there last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, music.
She was a woman.
She was a woman.
And
I hope that she wouldn't be a man. The gym teacher is a woman too. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm sure you're going to have a great time there at school, and mommy and daddy are definitely excited about that for you. And it'll be nice to be busy again during the day, won't it? Well, okay, I guess we're over here at Taco Bell right now. We're going to go ahead and place an order for something. Actually, I think I came in the wrong way. Yeah, this will be, we'll go ahead and end this post here. Dan and Keisha saying, let's say make it a great day together.
Make it a great day!
That was a conversation Keisha and I had in the car earlier today. We're going to get some lunch. Before that, we heard Playtime Is Over by a band called A Step Behind, and man, that was an intense song, if I say so myself. You can find that music and also other PodSafe music at the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And so we have Keisha coming over here now. Come on in. Come on over here, Keisha. Let's welcome her. All right, Keisha. There we go. I got the microphone down there for you. So why don't you say hi to everybody out there.
Hi, everybody. What's up?
Okay, that's really good. Now, you don't have to yell. You can just talk normally like you do. But, are you excited?
Yes!
Again, you don't have to yell. You just have to talk normal. I think the big question on everybody's mind is, what are you excited about?
About going to school.
About going to school? Why? Are you excited about going
about
to school?
I can meet my new teacher, and there are more kids in the class, and they're just like the first time I met her.
First time you met her? This is actually the first time you're going to be there at that school at the beginning of the school year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because last year at this time, you were at a different school. So today, you guys went to an open house at your school. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
I got to see all some kids from school. They were like, one boy named I don't really remember his name. He was from my from
your school last year?
No, it was in the same school.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Okay.
I'm in lighthouse class.
Well, Jenny, I'll tell you what. We've had Keisha share with you some of her impressions. Why don't you share with us some of your thoughts about when you went to the open house? I wasn't there. I was at work.
Well, we like all of the other moms and dads, we were rushing into the school to get to their chosen class, our teacher, and yeah. Everyone has happy faces. And when we came and entered the building, they had some tables set up. One was for PTA, another one was for some fundraising, and another one was about market day, and then the fourth one was about just information about how to help your child have a successful school year.
That's great.
And so then of course the principal was in the hallway and welcoming everyone and parents and talking to individual parents, remarking on things that they remembered of the person. So it was very personal. But Keisha was just straightforward, going straight to find her Miss Sansoni. First we thought it was Sanson, but that was Sansoni, which is her teacher's. Second grade teacher's name, and we went into the classroom and to find her teacher, and we thought that the person that we saw that was her teacher, we thought was a student because she looked very young. However, she's the same height, almost same height as Keisha.
Oh my gosh!
And so we introduced ourselves, and she introduced herself. We got to see pictures of her her family. In the classroom, and then Keisha and I got to talk to her for a while, and then later on we walked out, and Keisha gave me the tour of the school, which was an awesome tour. Yay, Keisha! Thanks for the tour. So I got to see it. Then we met. It was kind of funny. We met one of the two people that are going to be helping her out for the school year is Mrs. Hershey. As her speech teacher,
but I had a different speech teacher.
Yeah, she had a different one last time, but this time she has a new teacher. And
well, that's pretty cool, Jenny. Sounds like you guys have had a pretty good time at her school. We're going to go ahead and take another break here. Listen to this song by a band called the Butterfly Catchers. It's entitled "Wake Up," which is something that we're going to have to do tomorrow morning, of course. Get ready for the new day of school, for the beginning of the school year. Here's the Butterfly Catchers. You're listening to Journey Inside My Mind.
Broken down crying.
You're listening to Journey Inside My Mind. That was Wake Up by a band called the Butterfly Catchers. Find them over at the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Keisha's been reading this book. Keisha and I and Jenny, we've been reading this book called, what's it called again? The Miracle on Alaska Street. It's about a true story of things that had gone on in a public school up in Dayton. And one of the things when we were up in Dayton, we noticed that they had the Word of the Week. And they would explain it. They'd have these TV spots where they'd explain the Word of the Week. And then the, and after they explained what the word was and they used it in a sentence, they explained the definition. Then they'd have a whole classroom of kids that would call out, "Now that you know it, why not show it?" So anyhow, Keisha, what's the word that we're reading for today?
Kind.
Kind. Okay. What does kind mean?
Considerate and gentle.
Considerate and gentle. There's this quotation. Each one of these words has a quotation that describes it. Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Samuel Langhorne Clemens, 1835 to 1910, American author, also known as Mark Twain. Now, one of the things that Keisha and I have been doing is, the way that they have the book organized is they have different poems that describe an attribute that's of discussion. And so the poem related to kind, it's entitled Girl Talk. Now, there's three stanzas of this. And one of the ways that Keisha and I have been reading this is that we've been alternating different stanzas or paragraphs, you know, this sections of the lines right here. So what I was thinking, since there's three stanzas,
y'all can.
We each can take a turn. What do you think about that?
I think you go first.
I'll go ahead and go first, then have Jenny go second, and Keisha will go last. Okay, the poem again is entitled Girl Talk. He opened my door. He said the word please. He helped me with science. He made it a breeze.
He always says thank you and you're welcome too. He asks if there is anything else he can do.
This had me wondering how can it be? All of the kindness and yet he's a he.
Now why is that? Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Well, it says, and yet he is a he. So who is the person who's being kind?
The boy.
Yeah, so there's a boy that's being kind, and I guess she doesn't expect boys to be kind and considerate, does she? No, but this particular boy is. Well, that's good. See, the one on the next page, it is called...
Cleanliness.
Read it one more time.
Cleanliness,
which means
sanitary. Spotless.
Go ahead. Why don't you read this quotation, Jenny?
In man or a woman, a clean, strong, firm, fibered body is more beautiful than the most beautiful face. Walt Whitman, 1892, American poet.
The title of the corresponding poem...
Feet are firmly planted.
Okay, this one we can go through and... why don't you read the first one and the last one, and then Mommy and I will take the second two.
Farmer Ray has had many fields, but many crops and many yields.
For instance, in between his toes is where the watermelon grows. From his ears come ears of corn. Behind them, summer squash is born.
Yuck. From his nose, he grows potatoes.
Delicious.
In his hair, you'll find tomatoes.
Ew.
Behind his knees, the wheat is nice. Underarm, he grows wild rice.
If you... really like to know? help Farmer Wagon make them grow? Awesome, and he'll stay too. I haven't bathed in 62.
Ooh.
Now, you know what that means? I haven't bathed since 62?
What?
Since 1962. So he hasn't taken a bath or washed his body since 1962. That's what it's saying. And that's why he's able to grow all this stuff on his body, which is pretty disgusting, don't you think? But it gets the butt, and it makes you think, well, he should really wash him, so he should really try to be clean, huh?
Mm-hmm. We don't want those kind of things growing on our bodies.
That would be gross if I found, what was it? In between his toes? In between his toes is where the watermelon grows. Nuh-uh. And his nose grows potatoes? No way.
That's a shame.
Okay. Jenny, why don't you read what this one says?
Generous. To give of yourself, your time, or your money. All that is not given is lost. Asian and Indian proverb.
This poem.
Give that.
That's right. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hey, we each can... We'll take turns doing one of them. I'd give my money if I had some to give, but I don't have any. No, you don't have equal.
I'll give my talent. I do a few, though I don't have any money.
I'll give my time, all that is left, after school, work, and sleep.
I'll give my love, all that I have is yours to keep.
I'll give till it hurts, but the strangest thing happens whenever I try.
The more that I give, the gladder I am. I'm not quite sure why.
Now, why is that a good poem?
Because it's about giving.
Right, it's about giving and
giving.
And what happens?
When you can bring your money and get something.
How do you feel? How do you feel when you give?
More gladder.
The gladder you get when you're, the more you give, the gladder you are. Getting ready to, Jane's getting Keisha ready so that she can go ahead and head off to bed. We just spent some time praying together as a family. I believe in that's a great thing to do, and I feel a little convicted that we haven't been doing it as often as we need to. One of the things that Keisha's been praying for is for us to have a baby sister. I've never been the only child, but Keisha is, and she... Just to be real and open for just a little bit, you can really see how painful the loneliness is for her. It's not like having a baby is going to just help meet that need that Keisha has experienced, but she just, I can really sense that she feels lonely. And, that's one of the things that I really desire for her is to get a best friend, to be able to spend time with best friends. But she also just, would love to have somebody else here in our family so that she's not the only child. And I feel that that's something that I don't know what children who are the only children are feel like. I mean, I guess in some ways that's a great thing, but I can also see where it's not such a great thing, where you would miss something like that. So anyhow, we're about ready to wrap up this podcast. I can see that we've got over 20 minutes of footage here. Probably going to have to wind up splicing it down. And that about wraps up this edition of Journey Inside My Mind, where actually we had Keisha and Jenny help us out there. Reminder that you can go to the blog and journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com and subscribe to the audio feed for your podcast receiver. You can leave a comment in there, and you can also send me an email, danimal0416@gmail.com. Comments are welcome and appreciated. Take care, everybody. Make it a great day.